Custer died in the water? Well, based on the eyewitness record of the battle, the answer is easy. Before the vanguard of the charge got across the river, Custer took a slug in the ribs below the heart from the repeating rifle of Oglala Sioux marksman White Cowbull and toppled from his saddle into the river, either dead or so badly wounded that he was not a factor for the remainder of the battle. This is not the heroic Custer story that the Americans like to tell themselves, the one full of buckskin bravado to the bitter end. But a few of the Indians, supported by a few 7th Cavalry survivors, have been trying to tell a different story from the beginning. In his first eyewitness account of the battle, Curley said he saw two of Custer's men killed who fell into the stream. Describing the same moment in the battle, White Cowbull, who was much closer to the action than the furtive Curley, said the second trooper shot mid-river was an officer on a sorrel horse with four white stockings. In other words, Custer himself, although White Cowbull didn't know that at the time. Crow chronicler Pretty Shield, who gave the Crow Scouts' candid four-family version of what happened that day, told the same story from the 7th Cavalry side. She said both Goes Ahead, her husband, and Half Yellow Face, her uncle, the leader of the 7th Cavalry's Crow Scouts, told her that Custer was shot at the outset of the battle, not the end, and died in the waters of the Little Bighorn. White Cowbull said the 7th Cavalry's charge stopped the moment the officer on the sorrel horse was blown out of the saddle and hit the water, whereupon the American troopers all reined in their horses and gathered around where he had fallen, exactly the sort of rudderless behavior that characterized Custer's men for the last hour of their lives. According to 7th Cavalry survivor George Glenn, the physical evidence the day after the battle supported what White Cowbull said. Glenn, who went over the battlefield on burial detail, said, "We found the trail of Custer's charge going down in the river, but it seems Custer got repulsed before he got across the river because we never found any trail of him on the other side of the river." White Cowbull said two American soldiers besides Custer were shot out of the saddle and fell in the waters of the Little Bighorn, while Curley said he saw two of Custer's men killed who fell in the stream. Cheyenne warrior Soldier Wolf said two soldiers were killed and left there, and Sioux war chief Horned Horse spoke of Custer losing several men who tumbled into the water. Pretty Shield agreed, naming one of the dead as Mitch Boyer, Custer's half-Sioux interpreter for the Crow Scouts. White Cowbull said he saw a small man on a dark horse, who was probably Boyer, riding beside the officer on a sorrel horse with four white stockings, but White Cowbull did not see him shot. Both 7th Cavalry scout Thomas LaForge and Arapaho warrior Sage, or well-knowing one, told a story that seems to fit like a piece in a jigsaw puzzle with the story told by White Cowbull and Pretty Shield. Essentially, Sage and LaForge said Boyer was badly wounded at the river but did not die, and LaForge added that Boyer was shot in the back, which could explain why White Cowbull didn't see it. It happened after gunsmoke had obscured the river and Custer's men were pulling back to the far shore. LaForge said Sage and Boyer subsequently struggled to the edge of the river at Medicine Tail Coulee, where he was discovered by the Sioux after the battle. Boyer begged to be killed and was accommodated, after which the Sioux threw his body into the river. Sage spoke of two wounded Americans found at the edge of the river who were killed by the Indians, Boyer and a soldier with a bugle and a carbine. Curley also identified one of the Americans killed at the river as the bugler, adding that the bugler was the only American who actually got across the river into the Cheyenne camp. Brule Sioux warriors Hollow Horn Eagle and Brave Bird told a story about the bugler which seems to provide another piece of the puzzle. As with Boyer, they said the bugler was badly wounded, but not dead, when he was found after the battle by Woman Who Walks with the Stars, wife of Brule chief Crow Dog. It was Woman Who Walks with the Stars who finally killed the bugler, probably Henry Voss. According to Reno's official report on the burial of the dead, dated July 5, 1876, the Americans never found Boyer's body. But LaForge, who was an eyewitness to the condition of the battlefield immediately afterwards, noted that Boyer's vest, made of the skin of a spotted calf, was found near the river after the battle. And according to George Glenn, the 7th Cavalry burial detail found the body nearest the river was that of the chief trumpeter, Henry Voss. August Devoto, another 7th Cavalry survivor who was also on burial detail, recalled they found Voss all alone and stark naked. His body was in a kneeling position and his back stuck full of arrows.